Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in again. It is the 1 p.m. hour, and that means it is Saturday. And we are delighted to share with you again on this last day of February 2020. Today is February 29th, and certainly we know that it is a leap year. So February 29th only comes every 4 years. So happy birthday to all of you that were born on February 29th. This is your birthday. Amen. So we thank God for you. And God is an awesome God. He does it what he wants. He's sovereign. What he wants, when he wants, and how he wants to do it. And who wouldn't serve a God like this? There are 28 days in February for 3 years. And on the fourth year, every fourth year, there's 29 days according to how man has created our calendar. And according to the sun, the moon, the stars, the solar system, which God is the creator of them all, because the Bible declares that the heavens declare his glory. And certainly we give him glory, honor, and praise. We thank God for another day that he has given us, life, health, and strength. Amen. He allowed us to wake up this morning in time and not eternity. And so as no matter what's going on in your life, good, bad, or ugly, God allows you to go through it, to live through it, to pray through it, and to praise him through it all. We are, and this is the last day of Black History Month, and certainly it has been an exciting time for me. We want our listeners to remember to tell your friends and family to log on every Saturday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. while we are live at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And certainly do remember that all our shows are archived and you can listen in at any time, day or night, for encouragement and inspiration. If you would like to write us or send us correspondence, you can send that to P.O. Box 5331, Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. You can email us at globalgospel17@gmail.com. Our number here in studio, if you desire to call in, 619-924-0800. We will give you an opportunity a little later to call in, 619-924-0800. If you'd like to call us and leave us a voicemail, you can leave us a voicemail at 516-481-3187. We want you to know that we are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, we are on Twitter, and we are on Tumblr. All you have to do is look for Global Gospel. Send us a friend request. We will be glad and happy to hear from you. Also, look at our page from time to time. There are posts there, scriptures and encouragement, and also the link to all of our shows. We are coming up episode 100. God has been good to us over the past 2 years, and we are going to have something special lined up for episode 100. But in the meantime, as we approach the week of our 100th episode in March, we want you to check out our page because we will be posting all of our shows. So that will be 99 shows for you to listen to in your spare time, whenever you would like to listen. So just look out for those posts. We will be reposting our previous shows and guests. Thank you again. Our theme here at Global Gospel comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. The scripture goes on to say, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. I'm going to stop there at verse 9. And we want you to know that the gospel is here for everybody. We want you to know that salvation is free, that Jesus lived. He was born. He lived. He died. He was buried, and he rose with all power in his hands, with victory over death, hell, and the grave. And that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And certainly it is up to you to accept, confess, and believe. Those are the ABCs: accept, believe, and confess. Accept him as your Savior. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Confess your sins, and certainly you will be saved. And certainly if you just call on the name of Jesus. I heard a story on this week about a woman. She was in a situation. She had been shot, but she was found calling on the name of Jesus, and today she is in recovery. So we thank God because there is power in the name of Jesus. So be encouraged today. Know that the gospel is for you, you and for you. Shout out to all of our listeners in the north, south, the east, the west, whatever country you're in, whatever state you're in, whatever continent you're in or on. We thank God for you sharing the global gospel experience. And this is Black History Month, and we are on today. We're going to both continue and conclude our celebration of Black History Month, all the contributions that African Americans have made to the United States, or have made across the world. And so we just want you to know that God is a good God, even on what you may think is a bad day. And sometimes we don't own the rights to any of the music here, but we pray it as a blessing to you. But sometimes you just have to steal away. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Steal away, steal away, steal away.
Share with you that I had a very interesting month. God has allowed us to participate in several events on this month. I attended a forum, The Past, the Present, and Future of Reparations for Slavery, and it was very informative as concerns to African Americans here in the United States and how we have been displaced through the European slave trade, through colonization in the United States and the West Indies and South America. People of color have been spread across this world, and certainly it was informative, and certainly we need to be, it is important that we do know Christ and know that he came to save our souls. But while we're here in this world, we need to be informed about the world that is going on around us, certainly because our history is Bible history. And certainly, as I'll share in just a few minutes, the history of the Israelites is parallels our history of being in slavery and being in bondage and coming out of bondage, and certainly going on to what God has us to do. And certainly we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and that are called according to his purpose. So I shared in that the past, present, and future reparations. And sometime soon in the near future, we will share that with our listeners. I also attended a Black History program locally here in my area. And certainly where several people were honored for their contributions to society. And I also, on a sad note, I attended a homegoing service for a World War II veteran that was one of the first African-American Marines here in the United States. So this has been a bittersweet month, but to God be the glory for all the things that he has done. And certainly we want our listeners to keep your eyes and your ears open to what is going on around us. Briefly, we are going to share some more gospel spiritual hymns with you. But briefly, I want to I'm going to share a hymn of the church. I will make the darkness light before thee. Sometimes also called the high place. It was written by Elder Pastor Bishop Charles Price Jones, a native of Georgia, was from the Deep South, African American, who was a part of the Azusa Street Revival. Anyone that knows church history or Pentecostal history knows about Azusa Street. And this hymn speaks so much encouragement to us in our time of need, whatever we're going through in life. And Charles Price Jones, he wrote over 1,000 hymns. So we are grateful for his contribution, and we are going to play that. I'm going to share a passage of scripture with you, and I will come back after we sing that song. I just always want to encourage you with God's word. This is global gospel, and certainly we believe that God's word cannot and will not fail. Exodus chapter 14 is the brief passage that I will share on this Saturday afternoon, and I am going to begin reading at verse 8 of Exodus chapter 14. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with an high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Pi-hahiroth, before Baal-zephon. And then Pharaoh drew nigh. The children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Therefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt. Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptian whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. I am going to stop right there. I will make the darkness light. Stay tuned and listen.
I will make the darkness light before you. What is wrong? I'll make it right before you. All thy battles I will fight before you. And the high place thank you. in the sky. I said, I'll be.
Make the darkness light before thee. What is wrong, I'll make it right before thee. All thy battles I will fight before thee, and the high place I'll bring down. And how many of you know that God wants to and will bring down some high places in our life? And then it goes on to say, when thou walkest by the way, I'll lead thee. On the fatness of the land I'll feed thee, and a mansion in the sky I'll deed thee, and the high place I'll bring down. I don't have to say anything else on today, but that song should be encouragement for you and you and you and everyone on today that believes on the Lord Jesus Christ. The topic title for today's episode, Out of Egypt. And certainly we need to know that God has a purpose and plan for our life. But as we leave Egypt, or as we left Egypt, the forum that I went to on reparations was about the past, the present, and future. And so many people find Egypt may be in your past, it may be your present, or it may be your future, because sometimes we started out like the Egyptians, we're all free and everything, and then a situation comes along that puts us in a bad place. But whatever place that you're in, know that God is there with you. He'll be with you in six troubles, and in seven shall no evil come nigh thee. Out of Egypt. But the important thing, as we read this passage of scripture, the important thing to know that if you physically leave a situation, if you physically leave Egypt, the important thing more so than your physical location is your mental location. You see, just because you find yourself in Egypt does not mean that your mindset has to be in Egypt. The Bible says, he that the sun set free is free indeed. So we have to be careful that God, we allow God to set our mind free so that we are not enslaved within our mind. You see that God had a purpose and plan to bring the Israelites out of Egypt, but because the situation at hand looked difficult, because Pharaoh was on their track, because it seemed like the enemy was going to take them out, they felt like they were better off in their state of bondage, because they thought there was food there, there was water there, there was richness in bondage. And certainly the enemy will trick you, try to trick you when God is delivering you with his mighty hand. He will try to trick you and go back into Egypt. But certainly once God brings you out, don't go back. That's because when you go, there's danger in looking back. We know what happened to Lot's wife. She looked back, and there she was found as a pillar in the sand. Was her fate, was her destiny, was her future, because she looked back. And so I encourage you on today, don't look back. Don't go back. The psalm hymn writer said, although Satan and rage would tear thee, and with all his winning arts would snare thee, even down to thine old age I will bear thee, and the high place I will bring down. So we know the fate of God's people, that yes, they would have to go through the wilderness, but God would lead them by day and by night. Yes, they were in the future, they would face a Jordan River, but certainly God would allow them to cross Jordan. They would face a Red Sea, first of all, before they got there. But we know that God allowed Moses to stretch forth his rod, and certainly they walked across on dry land. And we know that Pharaoh's army drowned in the sea, and we know that the Egyptians were able to see them on the seashore dead. And so we thank God for God being who he is. We know that God will fight all our battles for us. All we have to do is hold our peace. All we have to do is trust God, believe God on his word. But most importantly, I cannot stress this enough. Just because you're in a certain situation, don't let your mind be there. Just because your body may physically be experiencing sickness or ailment, in your mind, you should think and believe healing. Just because your pockets may be empty, you should, in your mind, you should envision a wealthy place, for God promised to bring us into a wealthy place, the fatness of the land he would feed us. Even though we will face our Red Seas, we will face our Jordan Rivers, we will face our Egypts, we will face our slavery, we will face hard places in life. Know that God will bring you out with his hand of deliverance. Then I have a question for you. How did you feel when he brought you out? Stay tuned.
Tell me, how did you feel when you come out of the prison? Busy or private? So, Lord.
How did you feel when you come out of the wilderness?
How did you feel when you came out of the wilderness? Were you leaning on the Lord? I trust that you put your hands together and that you were stomping your feet and singing along with Dr. Hayes and the Cosmopolitan Church of Prayer Choir, a blast from somebody's past. Amen. So we are continuing here. We are coming down to the close of our hour. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. If you just want to shout us out on this Saturday afternoon, and certainly we always learn from each other, and we don't know all the contributions that have been made to music, but my mother gave me a Black History church history moment, and this is not one I'm aware of. I know the story, and the story reflects that of the Hebrews in Babylon as they were in captivity as well. But I'll let Dottie Peoples tell you the story. Stay tuned and be blessed. You're listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend.
Riding on the wall.
Oh,
put your hands again.
On the wall.
Somebody read it.
Somebody read it.
Tell me what it says.
Hands
let's go home.
Amen. I see the hand writing on the wall. Stop. Somebody read it. Tell me what it says. And certainly we don't have time to tell you that story, but certainly we will share that story with you another day. But it is certainly something common that we take for granted. When we see something going on, we say, well, I see the handwriting on the wall. But certainly that is really happened. And Daniel was the interpreter after the king got drunk along with his party. And certainly the handwriting interrupted. I have about 15 minutes left. And certainly this has been a learning experience. And I trust that you have learned something. I trust that you heard something that you haven't heard before. Or you trusted maybe you remembered a song that you hadn't heard in a long time. And certainly we do take your requests. So all you have to do is visit us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Email us your song requests, and we will be happy to share that with you. This next one, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, Reverend Al Green. Stay tuned.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on, through the
Green, Precious Lord, Take My Hand. We're going to shout out Connie Hernandez in Perth Amboy, New Jersey. How many of you know that no matter what is going on It may be raining. It may be snowing. Dawn is passing over. Because God is in charge of the storm. So long until next week, but our hour has come to a close, and we thank you for sharing with Global Gospel. Remember that we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. if the Lord says the same. All our shows are archived, so you can listen to Global Gospel at any time of day or night. Certainly. So we thank you. Log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Instagram. Check us out on Twitter. We would like to give a closing prayer and closing selection. Our closing selection today will be We Shall Overcome, which was used many times at large gatherings and during the civil rights movement. But we thank you for listening on today. We encourage you to come out of Egypt. I don't know what Egypt represents in your life. Egypt could be a place. It could be a thing. It could be a person. It could be a state of mind. It could be a habit. It could be an addiction. But let go of it in your mind, and then you will be able to let go of it physically. And certainly, most importantly, let the Lord do the work. Let the Lord work on you, because he's able to do all things. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you on today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for just being God. We know that you do all things well. You said in your word to cast your cares upon you, our cares upon you, because you care for us, God. And today we come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy in our time of need. And God, today somebody needs you. Somebody needs to be touched. Somebody needs to be healed. Somebody needs to be delivered. Somebody needs to be saved. Somebody needs to be set free. God, we know that it's all possible because of you, God. Because you died for our sins, God. You died for our healing, God. You died for our deliverance. You shed your blood on Calvary, God. And for that, we say thank you for giving your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, God. God, now you know everyone's situation. You know their state of mind. You know their financial situation. God, we ask you to move in their behalf, God. Somebody's depressed. Somebody's oppressed. Somebody's down and out. Somebody's suicidal, God. Somebody wants to give up. But God, lift heavy burdens right now in the name of Jesus. Destroy the yoke of bondage. Bind the enemy on every hand, God. For you said, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. God, we loose your favor, your blessings, your prosperity, your anointing upon these, your people, to every listener in the north, the south, the east, or west, God. You're able to do all things, God. God, enlarge our territory, God. Bless us in the city. Bless us in the field. Bless us going in and coming out, God. If we fail to ask anything, please don't fail to grant it. This is our prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To me, the wounded whole.
There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. So we thank you today for sharing with us. We heard from so many today. We heard from Sam Cook. We heard from the Barrett sisters. We heard from Reverend Al Green. We heard from Sarah Jordan Powell. We heard from Dr. Hayes. We heard from Dottie Peoples. We heard from Mary Mary. We heard from Mahalia Jackson. And now as we close with We Shall Overcome, we are going to hear from Bishop Paul Morton from down in Louisiana of the Full Gospel Baptist Church. We shall overcome. God bless you. We look forward to sharing with you again next Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. Remember, we shall overcome.